The Rosh says in Ois Dalad, the Chedmin Halitzonus, person should be Misrachik, the Tachlis Arichuk, the same way as Misrachik from Gaiva, Hanifus, Shekhar, and Kosov, he's been Misrachik, the Tachlis Arichuk from Litzonus. So Litzonus is a concept which we don't necessarily understand exactly what our Shach is, so Litzonus is we're not late sim. Person says Vida and he says Latsnu. It's one of the areas of Vida which, you know, it doesn't seem to pain us so much. And we talk about Gezel, we understand we have a Shaykh with Gezel. Gezel is terrible. Person says Gazalnu, he feels very bad. The Barnodofi, he speaks all he says Lashon Hara, he caused somebody else pain. He says Latsnu, okay, so he made a joke. Like, you know, what is this Avera called Latsnu? What's my Shaykh to it and why am I feeling so bad about it? The Mor says that Kol Litzanus Asira Chutz Mil Litzanus Davar Azor. All Litzanus is also except for Litzanus Davar Azor. That's Mutter. He maybe suggested it. The Mor seems to say they would Dafka would do it. Rehuda talks about. He says that the sort of Litzanus is to take something and to diminish its size, cut it down from size. So you have something which is bigger than life. You cut it down to life size, and that's the power of humor. The power of humor is to take something which is a serious matter, you know, maybe sometimes it's too puffed up and it's too big, and you cut it down to size through the power of humor. That's what the cartoonist does, and that's what the lampoonist does, and that's what the comedian does. They cut things down, you know. Once upon a time, there was Derek Harris for the president. Yeah, you can say a joke about the president. You can cut him down to size. He's not such a chashuv guy. Says, the problem with Litzonus is the Mishnah talks about that you shouldn't be boz the Choladim, you should be mafle the Choladim, Shein the Choladim, Shein l'shah, Vein the Choladim, Shein l'mokim. Everything is yes valuable. Everything is yes important. Everything yes has a tremendous significance. And we're supposed to be miyachis to the world, understanding that each person has a tremendous element that he's something which he's adding to the world, and each item which exists in the world has a purpose. We react to the world, understanding that the one who created them, he didn't create them in Bechino. Everything is here for a reason. The only thing which is here, and it's not really real, it's not, it has no value. It's just ephemeral. It's just this, you know, ruach is a verazor. So a verazor, as much as you can cut it down to size, cut it down, knock it down, make it worthless. It's not significant. It's nothing. But everything else, your vote is not to cut it down. Your vote is to understand what is there. What is the value of the item which is there, the person which is there, the situation which is there. There are hundreds of people do. It's Mishagas that he does this. Maybe there's a lesson I can take out of that. Maybe there's something which I, you know, instead of cutting it down, I have what I can. This guy is too frumped about this. The guy is, you know, is very, very, he's over Machbet and Lashon Hara. Maybe he's over back on Lashon Hara. I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't know how exactly. You know, where do you draw the line? But maybe you should learn from him the zehirs that he has about a mitzvah. Should the zehirs that he has about a person's feelings. So I'm not so careful. I have what to learn from him. So instead of saying he's too, and trying to cut it down to size, maybe I should stop and say, you know what? I have what to gain from it. And the reality is, we do not learn from something unless we're machshavit. So every time a person creates a reality of litzonus, he shuts a door and a potential lesson for his life. A place where he could learn something, okay? He could gain something by making an act of latsnu, be it a person, you know, you make fun of a person, you can't respect the person anymore, you're not going to learn from him. Be it an hugga, be it a sefer, be it whatever it is, if I don't respect that person, I can't learn from him. So latsnu is a terrible thing. Because Latsnu is shutting the door for all the opportunities that I have to learn about life. So the person says, the video of Latsnu, he says, Gewaltenwald, how many things which I have not taken seriously enough? How many people have I not taken seriously enough? The frum element of it is obviously what's generating all this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. He had a reason why he put it in the world. But, you know, and that's about it. That's 100%. That's very strong. But on a practical level, I mean, how many times have we, practical, it's also practical, but in an obvious level, how many times have we, you know, we thought we understood a person, we thought the depth of the person, he doesn't have what to offer us, he doesn't have what to teach us, and one day we realized that we never really copped the person. He never really got what he had to say, and there's really much more to the person, much more to what he's doing. Or there's a minig, make fun of the minig, it's a minig shtus, and one day you find it's not such a minig shtus. How many times have we learned our lesson, or we haven't learned our lesson, that we come from our vantage point, we get it. We get it, we have it right. You know, everybody is like, everybody beyond me is like two from, everybody is not as much as me is like not from enough. And I get it, you know, I'm balanced. You know, the watchword is I'm balanced. Some people are like, they're imbalanced. This way is imbalanced, that way. And I get it. Like, how many times we're just not getting it? We're not getting that we don't get it. That why we, the in our minds, we have this tremendous ability to be shaykel and weigh and figure out what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what's right, what's wrong, etc. We should sit and wonder, you know, maybe we need more training. Maybe there's something there above and beyond. And this person, which I think he's doing something which doesn't make sense, maybe he does get it and I don't get it. There's a certain level, getting back to our nakuda of the gaiva aspect. I have a right to sit in judgment on somebody and decide that it's not significant. Goes back to the via voice of tumah, that's gaiva. Who are you to sit in the judge? Who are you to sit in the judgment seat and decide this is valuable, this is not valuable? Who are you? A person would say, like, you know, I get it, I don't get it, so maybe they're right and I'm wrong. Maybe they understand the better, a little better than me. And that issue, the second point we're saying now, you know, it has many different applications of it. This nakuda of that we believe in our ability to sit in judgment and to weigh and to measure and what's right and what's wrong and what makes sense, it doesn't make sense. It has many applications way beyond the small world of this issue of just of latsnu. I mentioned that there's a story with Rav Huttner that a person asked Rav Huttner, you know, this idea of Das Torah, Amunas Chachamim, I mean, Rabbanim get things wrong. Tamir Chalm get things wrong. Gedolei Olam got things wrong. The Mor says they got things wrong. Rava says he made mistakes. So Milano Gadol Mirav from the Amora Rava. He says he made mistakes. So what's his idea? Why do I have to? So if Rabbanim answered him, he says, you know, you're 100% right. Of course they make mistakes. He says, you know, in physics, there's no question, there's no doubt that Einstein made mistakes. Says, but if you're a third-year physics student and you think that you chopped Einstein on a mistake, you're a fool. You're an absolute fool to think that you're the ones going to chop Einstein on a mistake. Maybe you don't get it and Einstein got it. Well, it doesn't make any sense. me with my great depth of 3 years of studying physics, I understand it better than one of the Gedolei Olam in physics. I mean, we understand that that's not logical. We understand that's ridiculous. How do I have the wisdom to figure out and weigh these things? I don't understand all of the deep. It says, if I'd be sitting and being, is it possible to make a mistake? Yes, it's possible to make a mistake. And maybe I can, but the probabilities of it are minimal. It's not impossible, but it's pretty improbable. And if the guy would be thinking logically, he'd say, listen, you know what? It doesn't make any sense to me. What am I missing? Not what is Einstein missing? So I see somebody doing something who's older than me and wiser than me, hopefully, right? So why is he doing that? Oh, he doesn't understand. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I don't get it. And maybe there's something there which if I ask or I think about or I be open to learning, I realize that I missed the point. And there's something really significant there that I missed. And now it makes sense. But, and remember, and the goal, even there, the problem is the goal is to make sense to me. I mean, again, I end up being the final arbiter of right and wrong. Why am I the final arbiter of right and wrong? Yes, I need to use the kalim the Rosh Hashanah gave me as much as I can. But that honest ability to suspend and say maybe there's way beyond me the things that are beyond me, which I don't understand, and they're still very, very well can be possible, be right. It's such a logical thing. You know, how much information do I have already? I'm going to sit and tell the lawyer, he doesn't get it, how to do it. I mean, what do I know about law? So I tell the Rav, you don't get it. I had a maisa once. It was a situation where, so a person came over to me with a mishaber to show me why I'm wrong. And he did it, of course, with the whole tzibur standing there to come over to Mr. Burr to show me why I'm wrong. What I've done is wrong. So, at that point in time, I didn't argue with him. I said, thank you very much. Because he wasn't coming to learn. He's come to show me why I'm wrong. That was his goal. So that was his goal. I said, thank you very much. That's a good point. And that was it. Like, what am I going to accomplish? He didn't want to hear what I had to say. But if you learn the Mr. Burr, you realize he got it wrong. But I'm not going to argue with the guy. I was like, it threw me tremendously that the person would have such a confidence with his X amount of years of background of learning that he was so confident he was willing to go over in front of a lot of people and tell me that I'm wrong. It just threw me. I mean, do I make mistakes? I make mistakes all the time. Maybe he was right. But maybe he should ask it as a question. Maybe he should ask it privately. Maybe he said, Rebbe, I don't understand. It doesn't seem to make sense to me what's happening. I read the Mishnah Berurah, and it seems not what you're doing. So like, maybe you can explain to me where I'm wrong, possibly. He sat in judgment. And it's not a safe place to be because the results are besides that it's wrong, it's embarrassing. I mean, I felt embarrassed for the guy. I mean, after he walked away, I was like, that was strange. Like, what's supposed to say? Yes, it was strange. You know, what's supposed to say? That's probably Lashon Hara to say yes, it's strange. So I didn't say it. Okay, I don't know. That was my answer. After that, I couldn't say anything. Like, Itaka was strange. I feel bad for the guy. Where is he going to go in life? How is he going to be able to learn? How is he going to be able to take from the people that he has to take from, the opportunities he has to take from? He was so convinced at the age of 19 years old that he gets the whole world already. To the point that he can sit in judgment and people who are 30 years, 40 years older than him. It was a strange conversation. So this Nakuda of Litzonis, so the Nakuda of that we're able to sit and make decisions of what's important, what's unimportant, and then carry out on them and act with them, we're called upon to stop and think, what are we doing? Who are we to make to understand the depth and value of another human being sitting next to you? He has so much. You understand the guy. You understand what he has, what he brings to the table, what he doesn't bring to the table. Really? Come on. You don't understand anybody. How about we understood ourselves? And from that vantage point, to say, wow, don't touch. He's Kodesh Kodoshim. The Mishnah says, the Rosh created everything, created a member of Klai Yisrael, what he represents. And this animal, the mice, there's a Chavetz Chaim, he says, well, says he's talking about Lashon Hara, which that's the next place, but he talks about speaking Lashon Hara. But he says, imagine, you see somebody doing something. So you think he's wrong, you decide to go out this whole campaign against him, so somebody comes to you and says, I hear what you're saying, but I just happen to know that this person is very close with Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe held significantly of him. So he's like, maybe I got it wrong, Taka. Rav Moshe held significantly of this person. But on the other hand, maybe he's such a wily fellow that he could fool Rav Moshe. So he says, okay. The fellow says, okay, I hear. Comes back a few days and says, I have to tell you that not only did Rav Moshe Feinstein hold of him, it says, but there was a Maisa, there was his galus with the Yohanavi, which came and he said that the Vilna Goyen held of him. So he comes a few days and says, not only that, there was a Maisa, the Rambam held of him. The Rambam held of him? Gevald Nevelt, it used to be the guy whose name was Mud. Now his name is Hatzadik Reberel. The Rambam held of him. He says, "One says, I saw Mamash Abizurchan of Gizgali in Shemaim that Abai and Rava were talking with him as well to covet. The guy is pushing his ice men. So I went with Mavaz, a person that Abai and Rava got out in Shemaim and grace and mice with him. He says, not only that, Kosh Baruch holds of him. That's the Chabbis Chaim's Moshe. The Rosh Feinstein gives me pause. The Rambam gives me real pause. If I have a Rav, a Pasha, I'm going out of my mind. What did I do? The mission says, he's a Ben for Kodesh Baruch. How do you talk about like that? How can you do it? What are you doing? He's like a Ben. The version holds of him. So Kal v'chomer, we should stand them with this pachad of neira, a dare to touch another human being. To dare touch a Ben Yisrael, to touch him, to talk about him, to judge him, to make sonos of him. I get it, he doesn't get it, I understand. But it's a pachad neira. It should be a pachad neira to us. You hear the Rosh saying, Mishrachim, but tachas arichim, it's mamish, it's a pachad neira to such a world. The Baruch Hu created the world. He put it in the world. He says, for him it's significant. And for you it's a joke. I mean, it's a pachanara. Rashi says, you know, and then you want to go with Kabbalah Panei Shechina. Rashi says, I'm not really so interested. Maybe you'll go somewhere else. I'm not really into hanging out with you. You don't get my system. You don't get the way I work. The world of the covet that I give to every human being, the value that I give to every item, the value that I give to you, you've sullied yourself. You misunderstood the people around you. We don't really have a language to talk to each other. I can't really let you be into the door.